1991年11月1日，在爱奥瓦的城市里面发生一宗恐怖的枪击案件。
November 1st, 1991, there was a very tragic shooting event that happened in Iowa City.
因为中国留学生卢刚拿了一把枪进入大学的物理系大楼，将正在开研讨会的几位教授、研究员和学生杀死了。
This Chinese student, Gang Lu, walked into the building where a number of professors were having their meetings, and he shot dead several of them.
然后把二楼到二楼去把系主任也杀了。
And then he walked up to the second, walked down to the second floor, and also shot dead the chairman of the department.
然后他奔到行政楼。把子弹射向副校长和他的助手，最后他开枪自杀。
And then he walked across the campus to another building, the administrative building, and also murdered the associate vice president and her assistant.
案件发生之后，调查的工作在进行。调查的工作发现，这位学生卢刚在学校里学习成绩特别好。
And the investigation into the motive of the killing found that Gang Lu was actually an excellent student.
只可是这位学生在学校里面，他的人际关系很不好。
He was excellent in all his academics, but he had very poor interpersonal relationship.
他常常和同学们闹翻。
He always had a hard time with his classmates.
他又和导师的关系搞得很不愉快，很难和其他的同学一起合作。
And he also did not get along with his advisors and professors in the department. Could not cooperate in a team with his other students as well.
他离开了群体的生活，他独来独往。
So he pretty much lived as a loner.
调查也发现，凶手杀人的总动机就是为了他自己的论文不被发表。
And the main motive of the killing was that his dissertation was not nominated for the prize, the dissertation prize.
凶手认为他的论文写得非常的好，可是都得不到结果。
He felt strongly that his dissertation was an excellent one, but was not receiving approval from the committee.
教授和校方都不肯定他所写的论文。
And he, although he felt he had an excellent dissertation, the dissertation committee as well as the school did not feel the same.
他和校方和系里的一些负责的人员闹得很不愉快。
So he had several confrontations with the leadership of the department and the school regarding this issue.
在死者的当中有一位副校长，名字叫做安妮，是一位传教士的女儿。
Among the murdered victim was a associated vice president.Of the university, Anne Cleary, who was the daughter of a missionary to China. Anne was actually born in China. She was never married, no children. But he loved China and Chinese. He always treated the students from China as if they were her own children.
他关心这些中国的学生，他指导他们。
So not only give them guidance academically, but care for them in their living.
生活上面也照顾他们。
So he would care for their lives.
他在感恩节和圣诞节的期间，他也邀请中国的同学来到他的家中做客。
Every major holidays, like Thanksgiving and Christmas, she would invite the Chinese students to her house to host them.
安妮被送到医院之后，她的三个兄弟都从四面八方赶到医院。
So after Anne was injured and was being treated in the hospital, his three brothers came from far away.
三兄弟守护在病床的前面。
They were staying at her bedside.
两天之后，安妮不治身亡。
But Anne left the world two days later.
三兄弟都抱着一个祷告的态度，然后写下一封信给凶手卢甘的父母亲。
With much prayer, the three brothers of Anne wrote a letter to the family of Gan Lu.
这信上八页是这样讲，我们刚经历了自突如其来的巨大悲痛。
We experienced extreme sorrow through this accident, losing our sister at the best time of her life.
当我们在伤痛的时刻，我们也在我们的关心和祈祷中纪念你们。
But when we met together in sadness and remembrance, we were reminded of your family and prayed for you.
也就是卢甘的家人。
You, meaning Lu Gang's family.
因为你们在经历同样的震惊和哀哭。
Because this weekend must be sorrowful and shocking for you.
安妮相信爱和宽恕。
Anne deeply believed in love and forgiveness.
我们想要对你们说。
So what we want to say to you is,
在艰难的时刻，我们的祷告和爱与你们同在。
At this moment of sadness, Anne must hope that our hearts are filled with sympathy, forgiveness, and love.
我们中国人也许受到武侠小说的影响，从小就被教导一个观念：有仇不报非君子。
Now, we as Chinese may have been influenced a lot by those legendary warrior stories that we feel that anyone who wronged me, we must take revenge.
安妮的三兄弟面对着他们亲爱的人被杀。
But Anne's three brothers, when they faced the tragic events of their beloved sister being murdered,
照你来说应该恨恶杀死他们亲人的凶手卢甘以及他的家人。
Had every reason to hate Gan Lu or even his family.
但是他们没有这样做。
But they didn't do that.
根据常理，安妮的三兄弟逝去的亲人可以说许多咒诅的话语。
I mean, in an ordinary situation, those three brothers could have cursed the family of Gan Lu.
他可以用各种的方法来报复。
Or think of all kind of schemes to take revenge.
他们也可以恨所有的中国人。
Or they may even extend their hatred to all Chinese.
但是他们没有这样做。
But they did not do that.
相反的，安妮的三兄弟希望他们所写的这封信译成中文。
Quite to the contrary, the three brothers wanted the letter they wrote to be translated into Chinese.
他把这封信附在卢甘的骨灰盒上面。
And attached to the vine holding Gan Lu's ashes.
他们担心因为卢甘是凶手而使家人受歧视，也担心卢甘的父母在接过儿子的骨灰时会过度的悲伤。
Or their concern was that Gan's family could be discriminated against because of what Gan did, or that as they received the vine holding the ashes of their son, they may be excessively grieved.
他希望这封信能够安慰他们的心。
So they hoped that the letter will give them comfort.
他愿爱抚平他们心中的伤痛。
And their desire was that love can wipe away the hurts in their heart.
各位弟兄姐妹，在今天的这个世界上，害人和被人害的事情很多很多。
Brothers and sisters, every day we hear stories of somebody hurting someone in this world.
像爱奥瓦大学的事件常常的不断的在发生着。
Even in shooting incidents like the one in Iowa have recurred many times.
世界上恩恩怨怨的事经常发生。
There are many love and hate or love turning to hate, that type of stories.
也许也曾经发生在你们过去的经历当中。
Maybe some kind of hurt and wrong had happened to you in the past.
圣经的教导是要爱你的仇敌和饶恕那伤害我们的人。
But the scripture teaches us to forgive, to love your enemies and forgive those who sin against you.
就好像安妮的三兄弟一样饶恕了卢甘。
Just as the three brothers of Anne Cleary decided to forgive Gan Lu.
他们以爱去爱卢甘和他的家人。
They loved Gan Lu's family.
今天我们要以几方面来看，从圣经来看这一方面饶恕的教导。
So we are going to look into the teaching regarding forgiveness, in several aspects.
我们要看第一是饶恕是神的命令。
And first, forgiveness is imperative from God.
圣经马太福音六章十四到十五节说：“你们饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也必饶恕你们的过犯；你们不饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也必不饶恕你们的过犯。”
Matthew 6:14 through 15 stated very clearly.If you forgive men when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins.
这是耶稣基督在登山宝训的时候所说的话。
This is part of the teaching in the Sermon on the Mount.
耶稣教导我们要饶恕人的过犯。
Our Lord Jesus teaches us.That we must forgive others who sin against us.
他讲这段经文的时候，是已经教导了门徒如何用主导文来祷告。
Now this passage follows the Lord's prayer, the prayer that he taught his disciples to pray.
主导文有一这样的一句话：免我们的账，如同我们免了人的账。
In the Lord's prayer, there is this.Passage that says, "Forgive our debts as we forgive our debtors."
念这个字在希腊文的字根和饶恕的字根是同一个字。
So in Chinese, they may be translated two words, but in English and in original Greek, they're both forgive.
我们祷告求神赦免我们的罪障。
So we must ask God to forgive our sin.
除非我们免了别人的账。
But only if we can also forgive those who sin against us.
同样的，我们饶恕人曾经伤害了我们，神也会饶恕我们曾经有的过犯。
But as we forgive those who have wronged us, God also forgive us for our wrong.
从这里我们可以看到赦免和饶恕是息息相关的。
So, our being forgiven and our forgiving others as very closely related.
我们能够被神赦免和被神饶恕我们的过犯，除非我们先饶恕别人。
So only if we are willing to forgive others can we expect forgiveness from God.
或者你会有反应。或者你会有这样的一个反应。
You may think this.
他伤害了我这样这么厉害，怎么我能够饶恕他？
He has hurt me so much. How can I ever forgive him?
有一次我想到那件事情啊，我实在很气，饶恕他没有这么容易。
So every time I think of the way he hurts me, I am still boiling inside. How can I forgive him? No way.
的确要饶恕一个曾经伤害我们的人是很不容易的。
Yes, it is indeed very difficult to forgive someone who hurts us deeply.
也许我们内心的伤痕是要时间来医治我们。
Now, someone say that time is the best medicine to heal the scar in the heart.
饶恕是被医治的一个过程。
But so is forgiveness as well.
我们需要不断的饶恕人。
We must...Forgive and forgive again.
一直饶恕到我们心中的痛楚消失为止。
Forgive until that hurt inside is gone.
当一个人的创伤越深的时候，所需要的饶恕就要越多。
So the deeper you are hurt, the more forgiveness you need to give.
每当我们想到伤害我们的那个人的时候，心中必然会有伤痛。
So every time you think of the hurts you had suffered from being wronged that come up from your heart
那时候我们就要想想主耶稣基督所说的话。
That is the time that you need to remember the words of our Lord Jesus.
主耶稣说：“你们饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也必饶恕你们的过犯。
”If you forgive men when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you.
我们要靠着耶稣去学习去饶恕人。
So we must rely on our Lord Jesus to learn to forgive.
把我们的伤痛告诉神
and also submit whatever hurts us to God.
求神来帮助我们
and ask God's help to resolve them.
你是神所爱的，那伤害你的人也是神所爱的。
So you are beloved of God, but the one who hurts you also is beloved of God.
我们要凭着信心去爱那伤害我们的人。
So we must love that person.Through faith.
每一次想到那伤害的时候，你都如此做，一直到你完全的饶恕那个人为止。
So every time that hurts comes up, you must do this again, forgive and forgive again until that hurts no longer hurts.
第二点，饶恕是神给我们的榜样。
So the second point is that forgiveness is an example from God.
主耶稣基督在世的日子没有触犯任何罗马的法律。
Now, while the Lord Jesus was living on earth, he did not commit any crime.
他也没有做过任何的错事，他不曾犯过罪。
He did not commit any sin.
却被他所爱的世人弃绝了。
But he was rejected.Forsaken by the people who he loved and came to save.
他被钉死在十字架上。
So as he was nailed to the cross,
实在是很冤枉。
Now that was injustice.
在十字架上他说
But he said,
父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。
Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing.
自从亚当夏娃犯罪之后，人就与神为敌。
Ever since the fall of Adam and Eve, people, human beings, have been enemy of God.
人的罪使人得不到平安。
And our sin causes us to lose peace.
人的罪使人得不到内心的满足。
We do not have satisfaction inside.
神爱世人，神要人来到他的面前，得着在神里面的平安和喜乐。
But God loves the world, God loves the people, so He wanted us to come before Him to receive the peace and comfort.
他也要饶恕我们一切的过犯。
So He is going to forgive us for all the sins that we have committed.
主耶稣来到这个世界上，就要成就这个工作。
And that's what Jesus, His task was when he came to the world.
以赛亚书第五十三章五节说：“哪知他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤。因他受的刑罚，我们得平安；因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。”
So Isaiah 53:5 says, "But he was pierced for our transgressions; he was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wound we were healed. We are healed."
只有通过耶稣基督，我们才能够得到饶恕。
And only through Jesus Christ can we be forgiven.
我们的罪才能够得到赦免。
And only through Him can our sins be wiped away.
我们才能够和神和好。
And only through Him can we be reconciliated with God.
神饶恕了我们的罪。
So God forgive our sin.
我们为什么不能够饶恕伤害我们的人的罪过呢？
So if God has forgiven us so much, why can't we forgive those who had hurt us?
神为我们立了榜样，饶恕了我们。
And God has set an example of forgiveness.
他对我们的要求就是要我们去饶恕别人。
And He has the same command for us to forgive others.
所以说我们没有办法得着神的饶恕。
Otherwise, we will not receive God's forgiveness. Jesus said, "For if you do not forgive men their sins, your Father will not forgive your sin."
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们， 朋友们，你我今天都是罪人。
Brothers and sisters, we are all sinners.
世界上没有人能够说他是完全的人。
No one can say that he's completely sinless.
我们每个人都有做错事的可能。
We have all done wrong.
我们每个人都会有时候有意或者无意就伤害到别人。
We have hurt somebody intentionally or unintentionally.
我们也要得到他人的饶恕。
We must also ask for forgiveness from others.
让我们一起来学习神给我们的榜样。
So let us together learn.The example that God has set for us.
如果我们觉得我不能够去饶恕别人的时候，不妨想一想，神曾经如何多次的饶恕了我们。
If we found it hard to forgive others, just think of how many times God has forgiven us.
如果神不饶恕我们的话
，If God did not forgive us.
我们今天就不能够存留在这个世界上。
We cannot even live until this day.
让我们来祷告，求神给我们能力去饶恕别人。
So let us pray and ask God for the power to forgive others.
第三点。
The third point.
是饶恕是得平安的一个途径。
Forgiveness is the way of peace.
一个被伤害的心灵是很不好受的。
A heart that has been injured will bring you misery.
也许我们的内心会恨那伤害我们的人。
Perhaps we still hold grudges.
也许我们会咒诅那伤害我们的人。
Perhaps we still speak ill of them.
也许我们看到那伤害我们的人经过的时候，我们会痛骂一顿来消消气。
Perhaps we wanted to just let it all out and say it in front of his face.
但是别忘了，一个没有饶恕人的心灵是不会有平安。
But a heart without forgiveness will not be at peace.
原因有几点。
These other reasons.
第一点，我们有苦毒。
The first thing is the bitterness that we will hold.
我们很希望那伤害我们的人没有日子好过。
So sometimes when we hate somebody, we wish them ill. We want them to not live peacefully.
我们一看到他过得很好，我们就心里不舒服。
So every time we see them in prosperity, we will be boiling inside.
他不好的时候，我们就内心就很高兴。
We will only be happy when we see those we hate suffer.
以弗所书四章三十一节提醒我们：一切苦毒、恼恨、愤怒嚷闹毁谤，并一切的恶毒，都单从你们中间除掉。
But Ephesians 4:31 remind us.To get rid of all bitterness, rage and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice.
我们常常违第二点，我们常常违背神的命令。
The second point, we often go against what God commands.
上帝给我们的命令是：你们一刀要爱仇敌，也要善待他们。
God commands us to love your enemies and do good to them.
你们要慈悲，像你们的父慈悲一样。你们不要论断人，也不被论断。你们不要定人的罪，也不被定罪。你们要饶恕人，也必蒙饶恕。
Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Do not judge, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven.
违背神的命令是罪。
So, disobeying God is a sin.
罪使我们得不到平安。
Now, sin would deprive us of peace.
第三点，不饶恕使我们在忧忧愁愁过日子。
And the third point is that the lack of forgiveness will cause us to be in sorrow.
使我们在怀恨当中过日子
and cause us to be in bitterness
使我们在苦毒的当中过日子
and cause us to hold grudges
使我们无法过做喜乐的生活
so we are not able to live with joy
也许我们想到我们恨的人的时候我们就在那边在心里面就好多的挣扎
because every time we think of the person that weHold grudges against, there would be this knot inside of our heart.
所以长期以来这些愁苦会影响到我们的健康。
So that would even affect our physical health.
我们的医生应该很清楚，会有高血压。
So you would get high blood pressure.
没有胃口等等各种不同的病接踵而来。
You will lose your appetite and many other problems.
记得箴言十七章二十二节的话喜乐的心是良药忧伤的灵使骨枯干
So Proverbs 17:22 said A cheerful heart is good medicine But a crushed spirit dries up the bone
圣经箴言第十章第十二节也提醒了我们恨能挑起争端爱能遮掩一切的过错
And in the, another's Proverbs Proverbs 10:12 said, Hatred stirs up dissension, but love covers all wrong.
饶恕是我们和神之间的关系的一个反应。
So forgiveness reflects how our relationship is with God.
是基督徒的生活方式使我们从我们的反应当中而看到我们的属灵的光景
So from the way you forgive others we can tell how your relationship is with God and how your spiritual life is
我们越亲近神就越让神的话语进入我们的心里面
The closer we are with God and the more we let God's words into our life
我们的整个生命就会被改变过来
The more our life is transformed
我们的生命就会越成熟
And our spiritual life mature
我们就越能够爱人
And the more we can love and forgive
我们也就能够爱那伤我们的人
Even those that have hurt us
就能够饶恕别人的过犯
And we can forgive others for their sins
我们的受伤心灵的伤痕就很容易得到医治
And as we do that Whatever is hurting us inside would be healed more easily.
在我们的生活当中，我们常常会经历到不平的事情。
So we often see unfairness or injustice in life.
我们常常会经历冤枉的事。
And there are many times justice is not served.
这些事情会令我们心怀不平。
And that can cause our hearts to be unsettled.
圣经告诉我们不要为不平的事生冤。
But God said, do not take revenge.
这些事会令我们的心怀不平。
Because when we try to take revenge, our heart is full of discontent, resentment.
Okay. 保罗在罗马书十二章十九节说，亲爱的弟兄，不要自己伸冤，宁可让步，听凭主怒，因为经上记着说，主说，声音在我，我必报应。
And Paul wrote in Romans 12:19, Do not take revenge, my friends, but leave room for God's wrath. For it is written, It is mine to avenge, I will repay, saith the Lord.
在教会里面，我们要学习欣赏别人。
And in the church, we also need to learn to appreciate one another.
我们要多看别人的好处。
So we appreciate the strength of others.
我们不要去看别人不要去计较别人的恶。
And instead of focusing on the shortcomings.
不要让伤害留在我们的心里面。
And if we are hurt inside the church, do not let those hurts store up in our heart.
阿拉伯有一个这样的一个故事在传说中。
There is an Arabian story, a fable, a tale.
他说两个朋友在沙漠中旅行。
Two friends were walking in the desert.
在旅途的当中，他们就吵来吵去，吵来吵去。
But then they get into argument during their trip.
抽到最后一个就打了另外一个人的一巴掌。
So in the middle of the argument, one of them just hit the other one with a snap on the face.
被打的那个人心里受辱，就感觉到不舒服。
So the person who was snapped on the face was upset.
可是他不还手
But he didn't fight back.
也不讲一句话
So he didn't say anything more.
就拿了一只树枝，就在沙子上写下这样的字
So he just used a stick and wrote the following on the sand.
他说：“今天我的朋友打了我一巴掌。”
Today my friend snapped me on the face.
他们继续往前走
And then they walked on.
来到一条的河边
And they got to a river.
他们就决定停下来休息
So they decided to rest a little.
很不幸的那个被打一巴掌的朋友就掉到河里面，几乎要被淹死。
So that person that was snapped on the face earlier, fell into the water and almost drowned.
幸好那个另外一个朋友救了他起来。
Fortunately, the other friend was there to, save him.
他被救起来后，曾经被打过那个朋友就拿起一把刀来在石头上面刻作词。
So after he was saved from the water, he used a knife and carved the following words on a stone.
他说：“今天我的好朋友救了我一命。”
Today my best friend saved my life.
旁边的那个朋友就好奇。
So the friend was curious.
他说：“为什么我打你之后，你要在沙子上写，而现在要刻在石头上呢
？”So after I snapped your face, you wrote on the sand, but now you wrote on the stone. Why？
当朋友就回答说：“当被一个朋友伤害的时候，我就要把这个伤害忘记掉，我把它写在沙子上面。
”So here's the reply. So when I'm hurt.By a friend, I wanted to forget it. So that's why I wrote it on the sand.
当风吹来的时候，就会把它抹掉。
So it will be wiped out as the wind blows.
相反的，如果得着帮助的时候，我们要紧紧的记住这恩情。
So, but when I was when I received help from my friend, I need to remember.The good grace I have received.
我要把它刻在心里的深处，正如我写在石头上一样。
So I want to keep it deep in my heart, and that's why I engraved it on the stone.
有任何风吹雨打都不能够抹掉。
So no wind can wipe it away.
第四点。
So the fourth point.
饶恕和爱是两面的。
Forgiveness and love are inseparable.
饶恕和爱就像一个钱币这样有两面是不能够分开
So the forgiveness and love are inseparable like the two sides of a coin
创世纪第三十七章就讲到十七岁的约瑟是个很纯洁善良的年轻人
So the Genesis 37 described the young Joseph he had a kind mind
Ta 在哥哥的面前把所做的梦告诉了哥哥们。
So he had a dream, and he told his brothers about the dream.
他这个梦预言将来哥哥会匍匐在地向他下拜。
In a dream, he saw that in the future his brothers will bow down to him.
哥哥们妒忌他。
Now those are older brothers, and they didn't like it.
又得到父亲的宠爱。
And they didn't like it also because Joseph was more favored by his father.
于是他将约瑟卖到埃及地去。
So they sold him as a slave to Egypt.
来到四十一章和四十二章的时候，各地就发生了大饥荒。
So in chapters 41 and 42, it described the.Famine that hit the land.
只有埃及地有粮食。
But only the available food were in Egypt.
所以他的父亲就派约瑟的哥哥们到埃及地去买粮。
So, so the father of these brothers, Jacob, sent the brothers down to Egypt to buy food.
当 当时治理埃及地的是谁？就是月氏。
But at that time, the person that ran the business in Egypt was none other than Joseph.
月氏认的那些来见他的人是他的哥哥们。
When the brothers came to see him to buy food, Joseph recognized them.
照理来说，月氏见到哥哥们，正是大好的机会，要来报复的时候的。
Now, if Joseph was thinking about revenge, this would be a perfect opportunity.
他可以叫人把哥哥们杀掉。
He could just order them pulled out and executed.
但是月氏没有这么做。
But Joseph didn't do that.
创世纪四十五章记载了一场很动人的场面。
So, there was a very moving scene in Genesis 45, 4 through 5, where they met and revealed his identity to his brother.
所以约瑟跟哥哥们相认，他就说：“我是你们的兄弟约瑟，就是你们所卖到埃及地的。现在不要因为把我卖到这里自由吃恨，这是神差我在你们以前来，我要保全生命。”
So Joseph told his brother, "I am your brother Joseph, the one you sold into Egypt."And now do not be distressed and do not be angry with yourself for selling me here. Because it was to save life that God sent me ahead of you.
也是对哥哥们所说的话表明了他还是爱他的哥哥们。
So the words he spoke to his brothers really show that he still loved them.
虽然他哥哥们过去曾经做过伤害他的事情。
Despite all the wrongs that his brother did to him.
但是他早已饶恕了他的哥哥们。
He had forgiven them.
箴言第十章第十二节说：“恨人挑起争端，爱人支援一切过错。”
So Proverbs 10:12 says, "Hatred stirs up dissension, but love covers over all wrongs."
对待伤害的我们的人，我们要以爱来待他。
So to those who had hurt you, you must.Love them.
这是圣经的原则。
This is the principle taught by the scripture.
耶稣的教导说，只是我告诉你们，要爱你们的仇敌，为那逼迫你们的人祷告。
Jesus said, "But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who pressure you, persecute you."
约翰卫斯理曾经写过这样的一个故事。
John Wesley had written a story.
有一对夫妇，他们结婚后十一年才有了孩子，一个男孩。
So there was a couple, they waited 11 years after their marriage and finally had a son.
他们夫妇俩非常非常恩爱。
And they love each other deeply.
孩子对他们来说是也是宝贝。
And they treasure this son as well.
当孩子两岁的时候
When the son was 2 years old
有一天丈夫要出门上班去了
So as the husband left for work in the morning
于是他吩咐他的太太说你要把桌子上的那一瓶药水收起来以免孩子喝它
So he asked his wife to get There's a medicine bottle on the table that he said, you must keep it in a safe place. Otherwise, the son may get into it.
妻子就在厨房里面忙的慢慢的团团转，就把丈夫所吩咐她的话忘记掉。
But because the wife was busy all day in the kitchen and forgot about that medicine bottle.
孩子就看到药就很好奇的就把药喝下肚子去
So the curious son saw the medicine bottle and drank the medicine
妻子发现后就马上送他到医院
So after the wife found out about it she took the son to the hospital right away
结果在医院孩子就离开了世界
But this boy still died
紧张的父亲赶到医院
So when the father got to the hospital,
看到孩子已气绝，非常的伤心难过。
He was deeply grieved as he saw the son already died.
妻子见到丈夫。
And when wife came up to meet the husband,
不知道该如何的去面对丈夫。
She didn't know what she could say and how she could face the husband.
在医院的里面。
But in the hospital,
两眼都是泪的丈夫。
She was covered with tears.
转过头来望了望妻子一眼。
So, well, actually, the teary-eyed husband turned and looked at the wife.
就说了四个英文词。
And said four words in English.
亲爱的，我爱你。
I love you, darling.
约翰卫斯理就称赞这位丈夫是人际关系的天才。
So, John Wesley said that this husband is a genius of relationship.
因为儿子死了。
Because their son already died.
这是事实。
This is a reality.
和妻子再吵、再骂、再闹，也不能够改变事实。
All the blames and fights cannot change that reality.
也不能够使孩子活过来。
And cannot bring the son back to life.
丈夫如果跟妻子吵闹，会引起更多的伤心。
But the blaming and fighting would even bring up more hurt.
结果不只是失去了儿子，也可能失去了妻子。妻子也不只失去了儿子，也可能失去丈夫。
So if they do that, the parents may not have lost just their son.But they may have lost each other.
在我们的生活当中，面对着做被伤害或者是不如意事情的时候，
So in our life, when we face the hurt or being wronged or something that's really unsettle us,
同一件事情可以怨天尤人。
We can be there and blaming and moaning and groaning.
可以痛骂世人，痛骂社会，发脾气，发牢骚，也可能骂神。
And we may show all our discontent and shifting all the blames to the society, to your friends and your parents, and even God.
但是事情已经发生了，时间是不能够转回头。
But whatever has happened, and you cannot turn back the clock.
我们的那种面对事情的态度不能够改变已经发生的事实。
The attitude that we use to after the fact cannot change what had happened.
到头来两边都受伤。
But the attitude we use can cause more hurt.
结果使到我们要带着伤痕活下去。
So it can cause us to live the rest of life.In hurt.
如果我们以另外一个态度面对着我们的伤害
So if we change the attitude we have when we face hurt and wrong
那是完全不同的
And that would be vastly different result
我不要去埋怨任何人不要去发牢骚敢于面对事实
Instead of complaining and blaming but we just face reality as it is.
我们要以正面的态度来面对问题，勇敢的活下去。需要道歉的时候就道歉，需要饶恕的时候就饶恕。事情的情况就完全不一样。
If we face the reality, whatever wrong it has happened, with a positive attitude, and if we are able to ask for forgiveness when we have done wrong, or forgive when others have done us wrong, the result would be vastly different.
这样的话，我们的里面的伤痕就很容易得到医治。
We will have much less scar in the heart.
I love you, darling. 这几个字很简单，很容易讲的话语。
I love you, darling. Maybe simple words, maybe easy to say for some.
如果这个是从我们心中发出来的话语。
But if it's coming out from the bottom of our heart,
是事情发生后说出来的话语， 那么这七个字就包容和宽恕的话，就是包容和宽恕的话语。
But if you can say it after something wrong had happened, this means a lot of forgiveness.
这句话会改变了夫妻之间的关系。
And that simple words can change a lot of relationships between married couple.
在我们的当中，我不知道你们夫妻俩的关系如何。
Now among everyone present, I don't know how your relationships are.
你们的过去或许曾经彼此伤害过对方。
Maybe you hurt each other before.
你们过去也许在恩恩怨怨当中过日子。
Maybe you live in this love-hate the dichotomy.
你们的关系要改善，就要完全靠着你们双方的态度。
And no matter what had happened in the past, the only way to improve things is by the attitude you have now.
这个态度就是到底你是以正面来对待你的问题呢，还是以消极的态度来对待你们的问题。
So this is the difference, whether you're going to face everything positively,or negatively.
你可以用你的话，用话语说出恶毒的话，说出埋怨的话，说出牢骚的话，咒诅的话，对你自己完全没有好处。
You can use all your words to blame, to complain, and to curse, to bring the other person down, but it does not edify anybody.
反而使到你们两夫妻的关系恶化，如果你这样做的话。
It only turns your relationship from bad to worse.
你们两边都会受伤。
And you'll both be injured.
如果说一句，亲爱的，我爱你，可能会改变你们之间的关系。
But instead, words like I love you, darling, may change the relationship for good.
说一句饶恕的话，改变你们的婚姻。
A word of forgiveness can go a long way.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，以弗所书第四章第三十二节是一段人与人之间关系的话语。
Brothers and sisters, Ephesians 4:32 is a very important instruction for interpersonal relationship.
并要以恩慈相对，存怜悯的心，彼此饶恕，正如神在基督里饶恕了你们一样。
Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ forgave you.
这段经文可以应用在夫妻的关系上面。
Now this passage can be applied to marital relationship.
可以应用在婆媳之间的关系上面。
Or between in-laws.
可以应用在同事间
or between co-workers,
也可以应用在教会弟兄姐妹的关系当中
or between, among brothers and sisters in the church.
让爱就流露在我们的家中
Let love be expressed in our family.
在我们的工作场所，在我们的教会当中
In our workplace and in our church.
我们一起祷告
Let us pray together.
当我们闭上眼睛的时候
As we close our eyes
我要为你们祷告
I'll pray for you
在我们当中不知道你们是否曾经有被伤害过
I don't know whether who among you have been hurt before
也许是你的同伴也许是你家中外面的人
It could have been someone in your family someone at your workplace or someone outside
也许是最近发生的，或者是曾经发生过好久好久以前的事情。
They could be recent or could be long ago.
可是你这个伤害仍然在你的心里面，你不能够饶恕对方。
But you are still holding tight to that hurt and you cannot forgive.
希望你能够学习饶恕的功课。
I pray that you will be able to learn the lesson of forgiveness.
去饶恕那曾经伤害你的人。
To forgive the ones who hurt you.
你要这样做，你要靠着神的给你的力量。
Through the power of God.
如果有这样的人啊，请你在你的位置上举手，我要为你祷告。
If this applies to you, please raise.
我们不要去看别人。
Please raise your hand while seated in your seat.
在你的位，你举手，我为你祷告。
And as you raise your hands, I will pray for you. You don't need to worry about anybody else doing the same.
让我们好几位弟兄姐妹举手。
So I see several hands.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们为着这些举手的弟兄姐妹们祷告。
Lord, we pray for these brothers and sisters who raised their hand.
求你来帮助他们。
We pray that you help them.
因为你曾经在十字架上，你饶恕了我们人类的过犯。
For you have forgiven us, through the cross.
今天你也要他们去饶恕别人的过犯。
Today you help them to forgive those who had wronged them.
主啊，帮助他们。
Lord, please help them.
他们曾经受过伤害。
They have been hurt before.
求你来医治他们心灵里面的受伤痕。
So, we ask that you will smooth the scars in their heart.
赐给他们力量去饶恕那些伤害他们的人。
Give them the strength to forgive those who hurt them.
主啊，我们完全的将这些弟兄姐妹们交在主你的面前。
I submit them totally to your hand.
我们将的祷告乃是奉耶稣基督的名。
Our prayers in Lord Jesus' name.
Amen. 我们一起来唱一首诗歌。